two placings this past two starts being behind Natchwali and Travancore Canberra the other day, so it's not far off a win, so I'll go that way. 1-2-7-3.
Righto, they're the tips for the eight races. What's the standout bet or two?
Race 4, number 5, Profusive. Now, a bit of weakening now. We're race 5, number 2, Freeway, with the money coming for Son of a Fox in the same race. So, anyway, we'll go race 4, 5, and race 5, 2.
All right, mate, we'll hear you right through the day with the coverage from Kembla Grange. A beautiful day down there, and the track's ideal in that good range. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Thanks, Andrew. Say hello to all my old friends up there in Scone.
Ah, mate, they're lobbing here now. The car park's starting to fill up. Have a good day there, mate.
Thanks, matey. Bye.
Wayne Harris there down at Kembla previewing the program there. The previews will continue after our break on Sky Sports Radio. We're going to be joined by Gary Harley here in the van to go through all of the races. Trent Langscale will update us on the markets as well. Don't forget, your chance of a lifetime, your opportunity to be trackside at either Royal Ascot or, for the more adventurous, South Africa for the running of the Group 1 Durban July. It's their version of our Melbourne Cup. Some last-minute tickets have become available, and they certainly won't last, these tickets. No one does racing better than Ambassador Travel. All the details are looked after. Flights, transfers, accommodation, tours, and VIP tickets to the track. Depending on your choice, you could rub your shoulders with the Queen or get out there with the lions, the elephants, and the leopards in South Africa at Kruger National Park. Don't miss out on these last-minute tickets. Call Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989, or visit ambassadortravel.com.au.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Discover Woolworths Alexandria's fresh new store bursting with delicious fresh fruit and veg today. You'll find it located at the corner of Fountain and McAvoy Streets, Alexandria. In Tarramurra, and they're replacing a power pole on the Pacific Highway at Warangi Street. One southbound lane is closed to Pennant Hills, and northbound traffic on Pennant Hills Road is stop-start. Parramatta Road also very sluggish citybound through Croydon and Haberfield, and the M5 also busy outbound through Kingsgrove. Hurry into snooze because it's upsize time. Buy a selected king, queen or double mattress and you only pay the price of a single. Hurry on now. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Jess Capalupa on Sky Sports Radio.
Every weekend, you see them somewhere watching kids play sport. People living out their own sporting dreams through their kids. Some of them think they know everything about sport and they're not afraid to let others know. But it's these same people who make kids want to give up sport because they put them under pressure. If that person is you or someone you know, it's time to stop. I'm Dean Mum from the New South Wales Waratahs, and it's time to let kids be kids. Google Play by the Rules for more info.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Yes, at 3 minutes past 10, Sky Sports Radio. The floats are arriving. The horses are getting here. All of the different floats. The Waterhouse famous floaters arrived, dropped off the horses with the famous photos that you've probably seen, horses' heads painted on there and everything like that. All of the floats are arriving. The Sydney Transport floats just getting here. So if trainers are listening and your horses are on those floats, they're all getting here safe and sound for a strong Saturday Metropolitan program. Every race is so good. And Gary Harley, well, it's a privilege to have him in our OV van. Morning to you, Gary.
Good morning. Good morning, Andrew. Great to be here. Tremendous day yesterday. Today's card is, you know, the class is here today on the Saturday. It's a ripper. And a few of our Sky people saying, oh, gee, it's cold up here. This is the warmest Scone Cup.
This is mild.
Meeting in years, yeah.
Yeah, this is
mild. It's terrific. There is a hell of a fog coming up the New England, but I live an hour and 20 away. It was clear blue skies there, so the fog's going to clear, you know, as we get on. And
same as yesterday.
Yeah. If you're driving up the New England, make sure you stay within the limit. Let me warn you, there's a lot of friends on the side.
Okay, righto. So that's the word of warning to those driving up, and there'll be a few of those jockeys and trainers and owners. Back in our studio at Central Point, we've got Trent Langscale. We've got Trent this morning, Gary, because we normally have Nick Quinn.
Yeah, where
is he? But his lovely wife gave birth to their second baby yesterday, a boy, Trent.
Congratulations.
That is right, Andrew. Good morning to you. And in regards to that third child.
Oh, third, sorry. Sorry. I've missed one along
he's
the road
a good
there.
Good sigh, Harry.
Yeah,
Gary,
he is.
Oh, he's done well, Gary. He just keeps producing.
Jeez, I've missed one. I said, sent him a note to the celebrations last night. But no, well done to Quinny and his wife there on. So what have they got now, Trent?
Two boys and a girl, and when you throw in Quinny, Andrew has to look after basically four children.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's right. All right, well, let's go through them. Gary's going to give us his thoughts along the road. What's the play in the first at this stage of the day?
Well, in the first, Andrew, the money has been for the favourite Interlocutor. Did open $4.60 and is now at $2.50. You've got Great Glen at $5. Rich New York at $7.50, and then you're getting out to the double figures headed by San Pablo at $14. But a dominant favourite here, Interlocutor, at $2.50 in the first.
Well, Trent, its win at Wyong was very easy. Won by over 7 lengths, second up in this country, but it could have won by 12. Ty England never moved on the horse, but they were second-rate horses chasing him. However, first up at Newcastle in a good, strong 1600. His run was an absolute ripper. He was a little bit big. He beat home up and rolling, rocketed to the line, only could beat less than a length. Ty England got off him at Wyong. I said to Ty, what do you think? And Ty thinks he's a group horse in the making, and I'm sure Godolphin do too. He's a lovely horse, got a lovely stride. This track, he's going to eat up the Scone track. And I'll tell you what, Trent, if I knew you went up $4.60,
you would have pounced.
I would have been on the phone in a flash, but he's now, I think you said, about $2.40.
Really?
He's the one to beat. Not a bad race, but three Great Glen. He was good at Hawkesbury the other day, Chris Swaller and Hugh Bowman. Got to be a good chance in the race. He won well there. Go right down to number 14. I gave it at least a place chance in the race, which
Sam Pablo.
Is, yeah, he'll want to lead, Andrew, like most of the Gay and Adrians. He'll come out over and lead. Now, the day he won at Gosford, it was only a maiden, but the other horse had him cold halfway down the straight, hold all tickets, and he fought on like a bulldog. Then at Canterbury, the same thing happened. Power Law looked like he was going to go straight past him. Sam Pablo found another gear, and he won the race. He won't give in, but he's up a lot in class today. And number 11, best of the others, Wugok for Chris Waller. 6-3, 14 and 11.
Paul Joyce, we know, did the earlier program. I'll update his tips along the road for those that may have missed him earlier that he's normally on this show. Paul in the first, like 6-3, 1 and 8. Race 2, this is a benchmark 78 race, Trent, with tab.com.au. What's going on?
Well, Land Office, the favourite here, Andrew, has been well specced at a price, opened $11 and got into $9.50, and then this morning has been $5 into $3.80. So good push there for Land Office. You've got San Giovese in a similar boat, now at $5. There's been good money there. First Hand at $5.50, Shahrazad at $8.50, and Azark, the other one, in single figures at $9. But a good push for Land Office, now the favourite, considering the opening price was $11, now $3.80.
I got number 6 on top, First Hand, for the Hawks team and Tommy Berry. Tommy's wife, Shani's a part owner. Michael's wife is as well of this horse. The other day at Caulfield, first up, he got a mile back in that 1,100 metre race. He was back, you know, amongst the cap catchers coming around the home turn. He made up a ton of ground to get beat three lengths. Second up the day, his only second up appearance, he has won. He's going to be very hard to beat. A bit of a tricky draw, but he has got Tommy, and as we know, it's a very big, spacious track here at Scone. Number 11, San Giovese. First up today, I know Bjorn gives this a good chance. Form last time in, Andrew, very good. Run a good second at Randwick to Raymond one day, and then wasn't beaten far by Scarlet Rain when beaten 2.5. It's had a couple of trials, the Warwick Farm trial when it run third, just beaten, no pressure on it at all. It'll run all right. Number 12, not without a chance, Ozark. Thought it went well at Canterbury after a good second at Newcastle behind Nickabell. And the one that's favourite for Diane Pena, Land Office, it's my other one. 6, 11, 12 and 8.
Paul Joyce likes the 6 as well, First Hand, to be 12, 11 and 15. And it was a very keen and enthusiastic Darren Biedman much earlier this morning on Ozark. He said Tuesday's work was first class and has that brilliant turn of foot.
Yeah.
So it might be, you know, one to include, as you say, there in that race.
I saw him work, Andrew, with a Stern, 6-8 weeks back, before a Stern retired.
Yeah.
At Newcastle in between races.
Yep.
He went good.
Anyway, that's race two. Race three, we get into these good quality races for the two-year-old fillies, the Sedgenhoe Woodland Stakes.
This is the first leg of the Big Six as well, Andrew, with the $150,000 projected pool. And you have El Manzora well backed as the favourite. $2.80 was the opening price, now at $2.50. Debonelli at $3.70. Epidemic at $6. And then you're getting out to the double figures headed by Exceeds at $11. But El Manzora well supported as the favourite from $2.80 into now $2.50.
The Godolphin team are both, they're high quality, both these two-year-old fillies. I'm with El Manzora. I think she's very, very smart. She bolted in on the Boo at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. And then she came to Randwick on another heavy on the Percy Sykes. Got a decent bump at the start. She wanted to go too hard, Andrew, in that race.
Mm.
Three wide, no cover, outside the leader, hit the front in the straight. And, you know, all the effort had told on her after the tough run. I thought she was very good. I like her to win, but the other filly goes really good too, Epidemic. Saw a trial last night behind Star of Africa when she ran third in that Randwick trial. She was very hard held. Her only race start at Rose Hill was good enough. Race very green. She would have been all the better for that run. That was way back in October. I think she's pretty good, and I know Darren's got a very good opinion of her. Number two, Debonelli. It'll show speed. It's got a ton of speed. I reckon it'll probably lead. Bolted in leading all the way in a substandard race at Newcastle over 1,200 back in March. But then it ran a real good second at Randwick behind the Mighty Fed, a very promising two-year-old. Number one Exceeds, it'll get back and run on first up today, but it does go okay. 3, 6, 2, and 1.
Yeah, for Paul Joyce, exactly the same way. 3, 6, 2, and 1. Biedman this morning saying Epidemic's got a real good engine, but he favoured El Manzora just off the ability that we've seen with the horse.
Exactly.
That, you know, he was.
I think El Manzora might be a little bit more mature than the other.
Yeah, I think that's a good summary. To race four, the Coolmore Denise's Joy Quality, large lineup, good pressure in the race. How do you? How's the punters are seeing it, Trent?
Well, this is completely wide open, Andrew. We have at $7 the field here, and the favourite Miss Debutante is at $7 and has firmed from an $8 quote. And then at $7.50, you've got Eckstein, Smart Amelia, and Snitty Kitty. And then at $9.50, you've got Zumbalina, Gibraltar Girl, and Once More a Lady. And then out to the double figures headed by Suspenders at $14. So the punters are scratching their heads a little bit with this fourth race here, but Miss Debutante, the $7 favourite, but completely wide open.
Yeah, sure is, Trent.
And just on that, Gary, they spoke about the pace in the race. I mean, the thing, Waterhouses and Bots, Miss Debutante, it's drawn 16. We know gaze horses normally like to go forward. There were three or four others, so it's going to be interesting, the first 400 of this race.
Whether the horse of Miss Debutante, Waterhouse and Bots can head off Conchita.
Yeah.
It's got blistering speed
and
the blinkers.
And it's got blinkers.
Today.
It goes quick.
Whoosh. Yeah, it does it ever.
Anyway.
That night it won at Moonee Valley last spring. It came out of that outside barrier like a bullet. So they're going to go like a rocket, and that's going to suit my tip number one, Eckstein. She's easily the best horse in the race on form. She raced up in Queensland there for Kurt Goldman earlier in the year. She ran third in the Gold Coast Guineas or in the Magic Million Guineas there. She won at the Gold Coast before that. She won the Mode Plate back in December at Eagle Farm. She was good in winning at Rose Hill and Randwick. She's very, very smart. Got a tricky alley, but they're going to go hard, and Mitchell Bell will probably be able to get her in with a sit, you know. Maybe one, might have to be two off the rail, and I think she'll be very strong late. Number one, Eckstein. It's the one I like. Number eight, for second in the race, Miss Debutante, Tommy or Cross, either lead or sit out. Well, I don't think it'll lead Conchita. Sit outside it. She's very smart. She's won three of her last four. She's going to be definitely hard to run down in the race. Number 11, the Victorian, Snitty Kitty for Henry Dwyer. Liked the winner, call, Philip. Bolted in there the other day. And Strawn bad, but Andrew, Henry's a sort of trainer.
Mm.
He's not going to come up here and start from barrier 19 if he don't think it's got any hope.
No, that's right.
I reckon the filly's got good ability. And number 15, best of the others in the race, which is Once More a Lady. She would have won at Wyong, only it was only 1,000 metres. Had it been 1,100, she would have won for sure. I said to Joe Pride at Gosford, I hope you're not running her in the Denise's Joy. I said, because she's a certainty in the Class 2. He said, sorry, We want to run her in the Denise's Joy.
Yeah.
1-8, 11 and 15.
Yeah, Flindell, Darren put once more a lady.
Yeah, she goes all right.
Yeah. All right, Paul Joyce like one as well. You and Paul are playing.
Yeah.
Did you have coffee last night together?
No. Mate, I was in bed at up past 8. I watched the last part of the first NRL game, but I missed the South, so I was sort of listening to
you
it on
the
radio. Yeah, watch the shark.
No.
Very controversial, Andrew.
Yes.
Another poor refereeing decision.
Yeah. Paul Joyce likes one to beat 5-3-7. 1-5-3-7, says from an NRL famous commentator from the past. let's move to race 5, the English Guineas here. Well, this is a cracker of a race, Trent. Yeah.
This is an absolute beauty, Andrew, probably the best of the day, and there's been a lot of betting activity, particularly with the top three in the market. So Prized Icon, when we went up on Wednesday, was a $7 chance and is now the favourite at $3.60. Mr Sneaky has been another one that's had good support, opened $9 and is now into $4 on the second line of betting. Calandra has been the easy one, got into as short as $3.80, now to $4.40. You've got Sprite, who's also been a touch easy, 7-9, and then you're getting out to the double figure is headed by Sal Sonic at $18. So clearly the best supported Prized Icon from 7 in the $3.60. There's money for Mr. Sneaky, but Calandra has been a drifter in the English Guineas.
I mean, this is a huge go, Prized Icon.
Well, he's a class above.
I know he is.
Ability, but the 1400 is a negative.
They were talking about the set weights, how well he is given his rating, but I mean, in a real tough race, 7 in the 330 is a go.
It's a huge go. Look, yeah. I'm with him because he's a class. The only negative is that only 42 days ago he went 2,400 on a bog track in the Derby and ran in midfield. Now he's back to 1,400. But the positives are the long straight. Andrew, he'd have 63 or 64 kilos in a open race. He's won 1.7 million. He's a Victoria Derby winner. He's clearly the best horse in the race. All he's got to do is adapt to 1,400 coming back from that 24, but he's in a great stable with James Cummings. And the long run home, he's going to love that. I'm still going to go with him, Prized Icon. Calandra had no luck at all at Hawkesbury. Third run back, I reckon it'll run all right despite the alley. Mr. Sneaky for Lee and Anthony Friedman, flying in Victoria. Form is outstanding. Bit of a class rise here, but when you're looking at Prized Icon, every other horse in the race is a class rise racing against him. And number 11 is my fourth pick, Sprite. Andrew, a query at the 1400, but he's a very smart man, Gary Fraser. She wouldn't be here for the hard 1400 if he didn't think she'd run it. 1, 2, 3, 11.
Yeah, similar numbers for Paul Joyce. It's 1 to beat 2, 11 and 3. 1, 2, 11 and 3 in the English Guineas. It's a beauty. Race 6, the Yarraman Park Luskin Star. Joycey came up with Gold Symphony here, number 1. What price is it at the moment, Trent?
Gold Symphony is $8.50 here, Andrew. Has been just a touch easy this morning. Went back up at $7.50 once all the scratchings came through for this morning, but $7.50 out to $8.50 for Gold Symphony, but it's a really competitive market here. You've got Clearly Innocent, the favourite, opened $8 on Wednesday and is now on the top line of betting at $4.40. You've got Sir Bacchus, who has also had admirers this morning, $5.50 into $4.80. Then you get to a few that have been easy in the market this morning. Snoopy, who actually opened $4, has been $4.40 to $5.50 this morning. Old North has been $6.50 to $7.50. Just again, Gold Symphony has been $7.50 to $8.50 this morning. And even Grundesite has been a drifter, $8.50 to $10. So the supporters with the top two, Andrew, in Clearly Innocent and Sir Bacchus, and as a result, those behind have had to ease out in the market.
Well, Andrew, all I can say is it went up $8. The Tab boys thought Christmas was coming in May, or the punters did. The Tab said, here's an early Christmas present. No good thing, but I think he'll win the race. He's a very, very smart horse. He's won 5 out of 5 here, Clearly Innocent, formerly with Greg Bennett, as we know, now with Chris Lees. Look, it might not look flash at Hawkesbury, but it was 1,100-metre race, too short for him. They didn't go hard. They sprinted home in very fast time, and he was rocketing that last 50 metres in the race. Chris, I'm sure Chris has got him spot on for this. They've set him for this race. He beat Music Magnate easily, outclassed him in this race last year, and he'll love the big back home on the big scone track. Got to go with him. Still think that price is a good price, that tab.com.au are betting at the moment. Number six for second, Old North. Didn't have a lot of luck at Hawkesbury. 1,100 too short. 1,300 today, much more up his alley. He has won second up the Godolphin horse. I reckon he's a big danger. Number three, Cool Ring. Nice run first up at Hawkesbury. Same race. Got me just over half a length. And Snoopy. Geez, at Trollwell, Snoopy. Old Sir Backus has got a chance as well in the race. I went 2, 6, 3, and 4. But there's one or two others that could run into a place, including Sir Backus. That, Andrew, is could be the highlight race of the day.
Yeah, 2, 6, 3, and 4 for Gary in race 6. Paul Joyce likes Gold Symphony number 1 to be 2, 7, and 4. 1, 2, 7, 4. And he also, with the quaddy, wanted to include the 5 and the 6. So that tells us just how competitive the race
it
is.
Yeah.
Race 7, the Group 3 race of the day, the Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic.
Another really competitive race here, Andrew, from a betting perspective. Now, Artistry went up $6 on Wednesday and is now the favourite at $4.40. You have Prompt Response, who has had support, opened $6, and even this morning has just had a slight trim from $5.50 to $5. Daisy Doom, who went up the original favourite on Wednesday, has been easy throughout from that opening price of $4.60. to now $5.50. You've got Tsaritsa, who this morning's been 11 into 9. Then you're getting out to the double figures. Shillelagh at 10. You've also got Kinsashi and Extensible, both at 11, and then $15 or better for the others. So another intriguing affair, but Artistry has been the best supported from 6 into $4.40, and has been that support for Prompt Response this morning.
Spoke to a few of the trainers this morning, Gary, in this race. Peter Snowden on Extensible said from this barrier, barrier one, the horse is just there. He sounded a bit keen on it today that it might be able to produce something. The other one, obviously, we spoke with Darren Biedman with Kinsachi. He just said, just peaked on that run at Hawkesbury when it was forced to cover ground. The horse has drawn a lot better today, and they're hoping just arrive with a little bit of cover. So really keen race, and so it should be the big Group 3.
What a race.
Yeah.
It is an absolute ripper for the fillies and mares, the Dark Jewel. Andrew, look, I'm going against what a lot of old-timers would laugh at, is that a lot of these horses meeting Artistry
yeah.
are a hell of a lot better at the weights.
Yeah.
But we all know he was unlucky. She was unlucky.
Yeah.
She's desperate for a good track. She's got it today. She had a good 3 at Hawkesbury, but she's got a good 4. 7 of her 8 wins have been on good tracks. And barrier 2, Ewell just sit back off the pace on her. I know she's got 59 and the others are better off at the weights, but her class may get her through. I remember she won. Remember last year the Newcastle Newmarket
yeah.
was washed out,
yeah.
transferred to Golden Slipper Day,
yeah.
and she won the Newmarket yeah. the last race of the day. I'm with her for the Snowdens to win on Peter's home track where he started riding many years ago. Number 12 for second. Actually, it was at Scone, but not on this track.
No, it was
over there in White Park.
Yeah.
Andrew, I'll back Prompt Response first up after some good trials. Blake Shin gave it a 12 out of 10 ride at Randwick that day, and it couldn't pick up Diddums. It just needed the run. Its last run at Hawkesbury was very good. Good barrier, good speed. Tommy can put it wherever he likes. I think it can run a big race. Daisy Doom at Hawkesbury the other day, outside the leader, hit the front, just run out of gas. Should be a lot fitter today. Number 7, Kinsashi. Thought Hawkesbury was okay, and you spoke about what Darren said. Got to be a chance, but it doesn't end there. 1, 12, 4, and 7.
Yeah, it's a ripper of a race. Paul Joyce likes Extensible number 8 to beat 4, 9, 1, and he also added the 2 into the quadrilla, 8, 4, 9, 1, and 2. The last race, Trent, it's another... Geez, I love this race, too.
Isn't it a beauty?
Every race is a strong one.
It is.
What about the Hortensia here, Trent?
Well, hopefully it's not too much of a get-out here, Andrew and Gary, but Nieta has been clearly the best supported since we went up on Wednesday. We put up 280, and the punters have snapped that up pretty easily and is now odds on at $1.90. Deploy has had admirers as well, though, as the second elect, currently at $6. Le Cordon Bleu at $9.50. Then you've got a couple of been soft in the market in Dothraki and Felines. They're both at 10, and then it's $13 or better for the others in the race.
Hang on. You've got to give us one. Off an interview this morning.
Okay.
I'm waiting for 10:31 so I can have a bet. Big money. What price? Big money.
Chance. $17, Hoss.
17. All right, just edge it out a little bit further for us in the next 10 minutes.
Put 20 on for
well,
me.
Well, Rod Northam was on air this morning.
I saw him.
And he said he backed him. His face expression told me that he just getting back onto a good four today, Gary, might just see the good horse produce on his home track.
Yeah, and he'll get a lovely run back on the rail too. Like some of his runs, he's drawn bad alleys and he couldn't get on the track, but that day he nearly run Lee Romaine down.
If he runs up to that, he'd
be out of it. Tell you what the worry is here with the favourite. I like it. I think she's real good. I remember we were all four of the day. She started off this showing
sequence
people how good she was at Wyong. I think it was. She won the race some time back. Andrew, normally in the Hortensia, they go like the wind. Remember last year, Cape and Thompson sat back for the Hawkses to the outside. Today, and I know Duff's a bit concerned about this, they're not as, this race won't be run as quick as what you'd expect. 1,100 metre race like this will be. And Naida is a filly that loves, you know, the pace on and come late. But maybe, the other day she was ridden a lot closer. And maybe she can overcome. Even if the mare, even if the pace isn't a cracker. She's very good. I've got to go with her. Felines will run well. It's going to be up on the speed. Won well at Hawkesbury. I'm dead set at the odds going to have something each way big money at $17. One barrier on his home track, no trial. I reckon he'll sprint well. And Deploy, not without a chance. The horse of... Johnny Cornish, as Gerald Ryan's got the horse, won four on the trot last time. I mean, I know they weren't as good a race as this, but, gee, you can't do much more. Trialled okay, and I think it'll run okay as well. Great race, great race. 6, 3, 2, and 9.
Yeah, Paul Joyce is playing the 6 and the 4 in the legs of the quaddie because he went wider in those middle legs. His full numbers were 6, 4, 9, and 3 in the last. 6, 4, 9, and 3. Joycey might made Naida one of his best bets. The other one was back in the first, race one, number 6 for Godolphin.
I'm exactly the same.
You're the same way. I am dead set positive you caught up yesterday, you two.
I said hello to him once. The only time I saw him all day.
But the one time you sat there for 10 minutes and went through all the Saturday form.
Mate, a bloke asked me a week ago, he said, what are we when it's going? I said, hang on, the fields haven't come out, but I know a horse that's going there, you back it. Interlocked. It'll win its go. So... it's my best, and if there's a little bit of speed on, I think Naida will win the last. She's very good. But I'm like a lot like Duff at times, Andrew. You might back something you tip fourth because it's way over the odds in a race, and you can get a result. And I'm going to have something each way, big money at the odds.
Yeah, big money is something I'll be dabbling in. Trent, jockey challenge, mate. There's a few jockeys in the mix today. Can you give us an update there?
There is. Well, we've got Ty England, the favourite, at $2.80. Tommy Berry at $3.40. Tim Clark at $3.90. Hugh Bowman at $5.50. Any other individual jockey option at $15, and then of the other named jockeys, you have at Glenn Schofield at $16, J4 $21, and Christian Reith at $35. So there's the market, Andrew. Ty Anglin, the $2.80 favourite, but esteemed names behind him in Tommy Berry and Tim Clark at $3.40 and $3.90 respectively.
No selection from me. Very open. Can't have a tip in the jockey's challenge.
Very open. All right, now, Trent, you'll be back in just over an hour at 11.35 with the late mail for this program with Darren Flindell. And I think just after the first at Caulfield, you're going to be updating on a few of these other major meetings, Doomben, Morfordville, and we'll check out Caulfield. So the TAB late mail was on fire last Saturday, and we certainly hope we can steer our listeners into plenty of winners through those late mail services.
Hope so, Andrew. Obviously a big day there at Scone, the second day of the carnival, but you've got the Doomben 10,000, the South Australian Derby, and as you touched on after the first at Caulfield, we'll see if we can find a few from the other 8 races on the card.
I'm in trouble here. I just received a text. Hi, Andrew. Please reply yes to confirm your dental appointment.
Nine ten a.m.
Monday. You know what's happening? One's coming out. Got really badly infected. And
if it bleeds like mine do, you'll have a bad day.
I'm not looking forward to it, but the only thing that can help me is if big money gets home in the house. Good on you, Trent. We'll hear from you 11.35.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Gary.
Righto, mate.
Do I reply yes?
Yeah, you better go.
It is starting to pester a bit.
Andrew, as we talk, the fog's gone, the blue sky's out, the sun's shining. Magnificent day coming up. And you're going to regret something you did this morning.
What, a,
Because the line fell out a bit. You let
Munsey
do the scratchings for a couple of races.
No, that was
he's going to want to take over.
That was Riser. That was
I heard you.
Oh, please.
It was a good pay.
Give me a rebirth on that one anytime soon. Good on you, Gary.
Right.